DuPont presents The Cavalcade of America. Ladies and gentlemen, The Cavalcade of America, sponsored by DuPont, maker of better things for better living through chemistry, presents Eagle's Nest, a story of Garibaldi, the great Italian liberator, written by Conrad Bertolucci and made into a radio play by Arthur Miller. Tonight, Paul Muni will portray two roles, Garibaldi, fighter for Italian freedom, and Alberto Liguori, who embodies the spirit of Garibaldi in modern Italy. DuPont presents Paul Muni on The Cavalcade of America.
Forward to battle, the trumpets are crying. Forward, forward, our old flag is flying. The liberty calls us, we linger no longer. Their votes are on, all a thousand to one.
That is Garibaldi's song. It is not heard in Italy today. We hope it will be heard again soon. We wish these words could be heard there tonight, because I have a letter in my hand written by Garibaldi to an American. It has never been published. On November 13, 1866, Garibaldi sat in Caprera and wrote this to Americans. These are his words. The sympathy which comes to me from free men, citizens of a great nation like yourselves, gives me courage for my task in the cause of liberty and progress. I regard the American people as the sole arbiter of questions of humanity amid the universal thraldom of the soul and the intellect. Please express these, my sentiments, to your countrymen, and believe me, yours for life, Giuseppe Garibaldi. So you see, America had a right to speak to Italy. Garibaldi bequeathed to us that privilege. Tonight, the voice of Garibaldi speaks to lovers of liberty everywhere. No Nazi government will tell this story, but we will tell it. Listen. Listen, for there are Italians speaking Garibaldi's words this very night.
Signor Reno! Reno!
What?
Jacob, I told you I was bringing a prisoner.
Oh, yes. I just fell asleep a moment ago. Is this the man?
This is the man. We caught him signaling with the flashlights of the American planes last night. The penalty for that is death. Sentence him. Stand up straight, you.
I cannot, Herr Colonel. At least it's very hard for me to sentence this man to death. I know him a long time. He's an old man.
I speak for the German army, Signor Marino. You are the mayor of this city. Sentence him.
Herr Colonel, leave me with him for an hour. I want to ask him something. In private, please.
The guards are outside the door. They carry good German guns.
Good guns, yes. They'll have him right away. Please. Good night.
Marino, the parrot spoke last night.
The parrot spoke? Liguori, don't lie.
20 years I've called Benito Mussolini a traitor to Italy. And I swore that only when the people realized it, only then would Giuseppe Garibaldi's parrot speak again. You laughed at me. Old fool. Idiot. Last night, the parrot spoke. Not since the day Mussolini came to power had he uttered a sound. As Garibaldi told us, the old ones he told, when another tyrant comes to Italy, he said, even the birds will be silent. This was his plan. 70 years ago, he gave it to my father. Last night, I took the cage to the window like this.
Liguori, please don't touch that cage.
And I took the cover off.
I don't want to hear the bird. Don't uncover it.
No Italian has to fear the words of Garibaldi. Or are you a German? Marino.
Old man, have you no flesh that can burn under a lighted cigar? No bones that can crack? How are you so brave? Let me understand.
I saw Giuseppe Garibaldi. Listen, Marino. Listen to a voice that leads you back 70 years. Here. I'll uncover the bird. Giuseppe's bird.
It never spoke. Nobody remembers it speaking.
Viva! Viva la Caia! Down with the tyrant!
From the tomb, a voice, Marino. Don't crash away. Let it cleanse your blood as it did your father's a lifetime ago. The invaders were on us then as they are now, riding our backs like horsemen. Italy was cut into parts like the carcass of some murdered saint. There was no Italy then, only Lombardy or Sicily or Savoy. But one man lived who called himself Italian, Giuseppe Garibaldi. Calling a piece of the earth, Italy, naming it again with its beautiful name, drawing the broken parts together like a fire draws the steel, breathing a nation into life. And they hounded him through the hills for that crime. And a night came in Piedmont, nearly a century ago, in a tavern there. The people sat huddled by the fire. Even in those days, the sudden opening of a door sometimes meant death.
With your talking friends. I'm not a Hun from the north. Innkeeper, some wine for my wife and me.
I don't want any trouble, senor. I keep my place open only for local people.
Oh, I see. Tell me, do you serve the invaders?
Well, naturally, senor, but...
And do you serve the imperial French?
Senor, they are hunting a bandit tonight, and I don't want any strangers hanging around.
Come, Giuseppe. Leave him alone.
You don't want strangers. You only serve local people, and yet you pour wine for strangers. I am an Italian, and you will serve me. Am I right, good people?
The innkeeper didn't mean it that way, senor. Don't get excited. They're hunting a bandit.
I know better than you that they're hunting a bandit.
Nobody has to tell us they're hunting, senor.
Say, who are you? What are you doing in this district?
Yes, what do you want here?
I want Italians here. Is there an Italian in this tavern? Is there an Italian here, or am I speaking to Mike?
You're not speaking to my senior. Don't come around here calling people Mike.
And answer when I ask for Italian.
I am answering. I am Italian. Now, what are you going to do about it?
That's better. You're angry. Now we have something in common. Listen to me, friend. I will tell you a strange dream of mine.
A dream?
Imagine a new country, from the Alps to Sicily, through all the ranges of mountains, over every river, bay. Imagine one flag flying. Think of it, friend. A country that builds schools instead of fortresses. A country with one name for all of it. Italy. And all around the world, that name means something tall and fine instead of something miserable and mean. There's a dream, Italian. What do you think of it?
Ah, it's a grand dream, senor. It's the grandest dream I ever heard.
It won't catch rabbits or turn into stew. Dreams cost nothing. You can't pass them across the bread counter.
By the time tomorrow's sun goes up, this dream will be as real as bread.
This is the time when the same man keeps indoors and shuts his mouth. When the invaders go hunting...
When the invaders go hunting, all rabbits should crawl into their holes.
I am not a rabbit.
And no Italian, Signor Innkeeper.
Tonight, an Italian goes out of his house with his life in his hand and his gun in his hand. Tonight, he roars back at the wind and makes the sky tremble. Tonight belongs to no man, but only to Italy.
You, sir. Be careful now.
Open the door, Innkeeper. If it is a foreigner, say you have no room.
I will say what I want to say.
Senor, God bless you. It is so cold tonight. Let me stand a bit by the fire.
No beggars allowed.
I'm afraid of the Lord, Senor. They're covered with invaders. Now that the fighting has broke out.
Fighting? What fighting?
They say the people are really going after them in Foggia. Regular revolution, they say.
Who told you? When did it start? Tell me, old man.
Well, it must have started just a little while ago. I was there only 10 o'clock. Holy man. It's Garibaldi.
Garibaldi.
Yes. Yes, I'm Garibaldi, and this is my wife.
And if you want to save your skin, deliver me to the conquerors.
Grab his arms. I'll share the reward.
Yes, go ahead and share the reward.
But the whole of it, mind you, the whole of it. Share the unutterable curse your children will lay upon you. Each of you, go to your daughters and say, I betrayed Italy. No one raises his hand. Why not? Because you know in your heart that I'm your friend.
Well, where do we go? We march on Rome when morning comes. And as we move, all the people will flow like a river behind us. Will you be there when the sun comes up?
Horseman, he's coming in here.
Garibaldi here.
Who wants Garibaldi?
My name is Spears. American, senor. I've come to fight with Garibaldi if I can find him before this revolution is over.
Italians, do you hear this? They're coming from America to help us. Dare you stand back now?
Are you coming, Pepe?
I? Yes, I'm Pepe and I will be there.
You do. Take me.
Come to my house. I've got two guns.
Good. Good people. Turn your eyes toward Rome. And march.
Now, she's better, isn't she?
I couldn't get a doctor. Apparently scared them all out of Rome. Don't go near her. Let her sleep.
I told her not to go into battle with me this time. I begged her, dear. For Rome, she said, I want to fight by your side.
Women fighting in an army means there's liberty involved. I believe that.
Look how hard her breath is coming. Try to get a doctor again. I've got to go back to the lines. We're surrounded in Rome.
Have you called in the 4th Battalion?
I have no more battalions to call.
Giuseppe.
Anita. You're awake. Good, my sweet. Stretch your arms out. Come, throw away the sickness.
You need troops.
Rise up strong, Anita. I'll be 1,000 men, my son.
You need troops. Copyright Golden Navy.